The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
This is the beginning of a kind of triple header of feast days. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. Thursday of the 12th week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's Liturgical Year C, Cycle 2. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. And today we celebrate the solemnity of the birth of John the Baptist. Normally, we would celebrate this on June 24th, but tomorrow we celebrate the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and on Saturday, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So the Church has transferred it to today. Now, Jesus called John the greatest of all those who had preceded him. John spent his time in the desert, an ascetic. He began to announce the coming of the kingdom and to call everyone to a fundamental reformation of life. His purpose was to prepare the way for Jesus. He must increase, as he said, I must decrease. John himself would share in the pattern of messianic suffering, losing his life to the revenge of Herodias. Saint John the Baptist, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Most holy and adorable Trinity, one God in three persons, I firmly believe that you are here present. I adore you with the most profound humility. I praise you and give you thanks with all my heart for the favors you have bestowed on me. Your goodness has brought me safely to the beginning of this day. Behold, O Lord, I offer you my whole being, and in particular all my thoughts, words, and actions, together with such crosses and contradictions as I may meet with in the course of this day. Give them, O Lord, your blessing. May your divine love animate them, and may they tend to the greater honor and glory of your sovereign majesty. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for Christian families around the world. May they embody and experience unconditional love and advance in holiness in their daily lives. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today the Church celebrates the feast of the Nativity of Saint John the Baptist, or to be more exact, the Solemnity, which is a top-level feast. Now normally this feast or solemnity is celebrated tomorrow, on the 24th of June. But since this year, the feast or solemnity of the Sacred Heart falls. And so we move this feast forward one day, the Nativity we celebrate today instead of tomorrow. And it is a very special feast because St. John the Baptist is no ordinary saint. And we could begin this time of prayer asking him to intercede for us, to help us to pray well, and to be inspired by him and his feast day. Have you ever noticed, in fact, that the Church only celebrates 3 birthdays each year? 2 you know very well, Jesus on the 25th of December, Our Lady on the 8th of September, and then this one, the Nativity of John the Baptist. Why do we do that? Well, when God sent the angel Gabriel to Our Lady, asking her to accept the vocation to be the Mother of God, to conceive Jesus in her womb, at the same time, he told her that your cousin Elizabeth is in her 6th month. So we know that John the Baptist is born 6 months before his cousin. But why don't we celebrate the birthdays of any of the other saints? Why just Our Lady and John the Baptist? Well, again, there's another bit of evidence in the Gospel, and it's just after the Annunciation, when Mary rushes very quickly to help her cousin Elizabeth, to help in her pregnancy, because she's rather advanced in years. And after Mary greets Elizabeth when she gets there, Elizabeth exclaims that the child in her womb, John the Baptist, had jumped for joy. He recognizes Jesus. And it is as if this is his baptism. He's sanctified in the womb, and so is born already a child of God. He's born holy, not really needing a further baptism. Just like Our Lady, of course, who's born immaculate, and Jesus, who is holiness itself. And remember, John's speciality is baptism. He, of all people, would have a really deep appreciation of what it means to have all your sins washed away in baptism, because he had this very special kind of baptism, as it were. Let's think today of our own baptism and thank God for that wonderful event, perhaps the most wonderful event in my existence. But there's another special thing about John and his birthday. And again, it's no accident that today's birthday coincides almost exactly with the summer solstice. That's the longest day of the year, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere. Just as Jesus' birthday is almost exactly at the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. So from now on in Israel and the whole Northern Hemisphere, the days will be getting shorter and shorter until midwinter, the time of the birth of Jesus, when the days are at their very shortest. So what's so special about this? Well, in a word, humility. But what does this have to do with the days getting shorter? Well, John the Baptist is, we could say, super humble. All he wants to do is to get smaller and smaller, to make way for the Messiah. And he has a saying that reflects this very nicely. It's almost like a motto for John the Baptist. He, Jesus, he must increase and I must decrease. And so what John is clearly saying is, I'm like these days that are, from the time of my birth, getting smaller and smaller and smaller until Jesus arrives when they're at their very smallest. I must decrease, he must increase. And this humility of John the Baptist makes him very special in the eyes of God, who likes nothing more than humility. For John, his humility is not just his nice motto, but it's reflected in certain things that he does. For example, when Jesus begins preaching, John the Baptist already has a huge following in Israel. And people are even wondering, is this guy the Messiah? Well, he leaves it in no doubt. He is not the Messiah. And when his own beloved disciples and the people, the crowds, start following Jesus instead of him, he doesn't get in a huff like maybe you or I would get in a huff. We start losing our followers, our friends, to somebody else. In fact, he's delighted. And he tells people, do go. I'm not worthy to even undo his sandal straps. I'm nothing in comparison with him. Such humility. Also, he lives a very humble lifestyle. He's not bothered that he dresses in very humble clothes. He's got a camel hair, maybe it's like a camel hair onesie, and it's not from Gucci. It's a very primitive kind of dress. And this is another sign of his humility, because sometimes it's a real sign of pride to be ashamed of not having more fashionable clothes or possessions. But not so with John. He's quite happy. But at the same time, there's another very important thing about his humility. Because sometimes you and I, we think that humility means to be very timid, to be a bit of a pushover, not to stand up for our rights. But that's not the case with John the Baptist. He's no shrinking violet, far from it. We see in the Gospel, and this is what leads to his martyrdom, which is another feast of John the Baptist during the year, he's so courageous that he stands up to the man who must be one of the most kind of fearful men in all of Israel, and that's King Herod Antipas, son of the other King Herod, and he's a chip off the old block, is King Herod Antipas. He's a pretty violent man. And his wife, or his concubine, is not much better. Maybe she's in fact worse. But he has no problem telling King Herod that he is misbehaving, because the woman he has is not really his wife. And he says it, and he says it very frankly to King Herod. And eventually, because of that woman, he eventually is beheaded in prison. But that takes tremendous courage, the courage of John the Baptist. So very humble. He doesn't mind losing his followers. In fact, he wants that. He doesn't look for the adulation. He's directing people. He's saying, I'm only a sound. I'm only a voice crying in the wilderness. But Jesus is the one you should be seeking. So it's tremendous humility. But at the same time, he is a strong man. And he is able to say things to people. Imagine he says it very nicely, I suppose, but very clearly. He says it to King Herod Antipas. We think how Jesus must have really loved and admired his cousin John the Baptist. We see that once he's martyred, it does seem that Jesus is kind of particularly upset by that. We can imagine that Jesus is very impressed by the perfect humility of his cousin John the Baptist. A wonderful example of humility. So let's try to emulate or imitate John the Baptist in that humility. Even in those three things, that we're not looking for that popularity. And if somebody's more popular than me, especially with Jesus, we say, fantastic, he must increase, I must decrease. That we wouldn't be ashamed that we perhaps don't have certain clothes, we don't have certain possessions, fine, it doesn't matter. And then thirdly, that our humility doesn't make us timid. We have to speak up, we have to defend the truth or be a witness to Christ, be a witness to our being Christians. Well, that we there would be strong, and that is also humility. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 past the hour on Daybreak. On the solemnity of the birth of John the Baptist, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church now as we begin this day of prayer, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the Lamb of God proclaimed by John.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the Lamb of God proclaimed by John.
O God, be gracious and bless us. And let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the Lamb of God, proclaimed by John.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the Lamb of God, proclaimed by John.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the Lamb of God, proclaimed by John.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the Lamb of God, proclaimed by John.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the Lamb of God, proclaimed by John.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship the Lord, the Lamb of God, proclaimed by John.
The Lord called me before I was born. From my mother's womb, he named me.
The Lord called me before I was born. From my mother's womb, he named me.
O Lord, your strength gives joy to the king. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lip.
You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age.
Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence.
The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High, he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power.
Glory to the Father, unto the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord called me before I was born. From my mother's womb, he named me. The Lord made my tongue a sharp sword. He hid me in the shadow of his hand.
The Lord made my tongue a sharp sword. He hid me in the shadow of his hand.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music in your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the 10-stringed lyre and the lute with the murmuring sound of the harp.
Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands, I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand.
Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord made my tongue a sharp sword. He hid me in the shadow of his hand.
John testified, "He who is to come after me existed before me."
John testified, "He who is to come after me existed before me."
See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered.
To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar.
Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old. Still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
John testified, "He who is to come after me existed before me."
He came to bear witness to the light,
that all might believe through him.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me thus: Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. Ah, Lord God, I said, I know not how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord answered me, say not, I am too young. To whomever I send you, you shall go. Whatever I command you, you shall speak. Have no fear before them, because I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord extended his hand and touched my mouth, saying, see, I place my words in your mouth. This day I set you over nations and over kingdoms, to root up and to tear down, to destroy and to demolish, to build and to plant. But do you gird your loins, stand up, and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I this day who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you. For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you.
And I appointed you a prophet to the nations.
I have placed my words in your mouth. I have set you over nations and over kingdoms.
And I appointed you a prophet to the nations.
From a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop. The Church observes the birth of John as a hallowed event. We have no such commemoration for any other fathers, but it is significant that we celebrate the birthdays of John and of Jesus. This day cannot be passed by, and even if my explanation does not match the dignity of the feast, you may still meditate on it with great depth and profit. John was born of a woman too old for childbirth. Christ was born of a youthful virgin. The news of John's birth was met with disbelief, and his father was struck dumb. Christ's birth was believed, and he was conceived through faith. Such is the topic, as I have presented it, for our inquiry and discussion. But as I said before, if I lack either the time or the ability to study the implications of so profound a mystery, he who speaks within you even when I am not here will teach you better. It is he whom you contemplate with devotion, whom you have welcomed into your hearts, whose temples you have become. John then appears as the boundary between the two testaments, the old and the new. That he is a sort of boundary the Lord himself bears witness when he speaks of the law and the prophets up until John the Baptist. Thus he represents times past and is the herald of the new era to come. As a representative of the past, he is born of aged parents. As a herald of the new era, he is declared to be a prophet while still in his mother's womb. For when yet unborn, he leapt in his mother's womb at the arrival of Blessed Mary. In that womb, he had already been designated a prophet, even before he was born. It was revealed that he was to be Christ's precursor before they ever saw one another. These are divine happenings going beyond the limits of our human frailty. Eventually, he is born. He receives his name. His father's tongue is loosened. See how these events reflect reality. Zechariah is silent and loses his voice until John, the precursor of the Lord, is born and restores his voice. The silence of Zechariah is nothing but the age of prophecy lying hidden, obscured, as it were, and concealed before the preaching of Christ. At John's arrival, Zechariah's voice is released, and it becomes clear at the coming of the one who was foretold. The release of Zechariah's voice at the birth of John is a parallel to the rending of the veil at Christ's crucifixion. If John were announcing his own coming, Zechariah's lips would not have been opened. The tongue is loosed because a voice is born. When John was preaching the Lord's coming, he was asked, "Who are you?" And he replied, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness." The voice is John, but the Lord, in the beginning, was the Word. John was a voice that lasted only for a time. Christ, the Word in the beginning, is eternal. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High.
For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way.
To give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold told them now and always.
Day by day we bless you. We praise your name forever. Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that your family may walk in the way of salvation, and attentive to what St. John the Precursor urged, may come safely to the one he foretold, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, and we'll take a look at today's gospel in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the solemnity of the birth of John the Baptist. I'm Paul Sadek, and in today's gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, that's just what we witness from the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
Now the time came for Elizabeth to be delivered, and she gave birth to a son. And her neighbors and kinsfolk heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they would have named him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said,
"Not so. He shall be called John."
"None of your kindred is called by this name."
And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he would have him called. Zechariah asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all marveled. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed. And he spoke, blessing God. Fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. All who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying,
"What then will this child be?"
For the hand of the Lord was with him, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness till the day of his manifestation to Israel.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. St. John the Baptist really had only one purpose in life, and that was to prepare the way, get others ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 6, Special Feasts. The main feature of John's mission is that of precursor, the one who goes before to foretell the coming of another. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. We find these words almost at the beginning of the gospel, written by the very disciple who met Jesus as a result of the specific preparation and indications he received from John the Baptist. The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. What wonderful memories and what immense gratitude would have come to him when, almost at the end of his life, St. John the Apostle recalls in his Gospel the time he spent with John the Baptist, who was the instrument used by the Holy Spirit to bring him to Jesus, his treasure, and his life. The precursor's preaching was in perfect harmony with his austere and mortified life. He proclaimed ceaselessly, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Similar words, accompanied by his exemplary life, made a great impression on the whole district, and he was soon surrounded by a large group of disciples ready to listen to his teachings. A strong religious movement stirred the whole of Palestine. People then, just as today, were thirsting for God, and their expectation of the coming of the Messiah was very strong. St. Matthew and St. Mark relate that people came from everywhere, from Jerusalem and from all the towns of Judea. They came too from Galilee, as it was there that Jesus met his first disciples, who were themselves Galileans. To the men sent from the Sanhedrin, John makes himself known in the words of Isaiah, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness." John gave testimony of the truth through his life and his words. He showed no signs of being overawed by those who were in power. He was never influenced or in any way affected by the praise and adulation of the crowds. He never gave in to the constant pressure of the Pharisees. He gave his life defending God's law against all human convention. "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife," was his reproach to Herod. John had little power with which to oppose the folly of the Tetrarch. There was a limit to the distance his voice could reach so as to prepare for the Messiah a people well disposed. But God's word gathered strength on his lips. In the second reading of the Mass, the liturgy applies to John the Baptist the words of the prophet Isaiah. "He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he hid me." And while Isaiah is thinking, "I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity," God says to him, "I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." God wants us to make him manifest through our conduct and our words precisely there where we have our work, our family, our friendships, in our business affairs, at the university and the laboratory, even though it may seem that the field of our apostolate there is restricted. Our Lord is entrusting us now in our own days with the same mission as the one he entrusted to St. John the Baptist, to prepare the way of the Lord, to be his heralds, to open up people's hearts against his arrival. Consistency between our teaching and our behavior is the very best proof of our conviction and of the validity of what we proclaim. It is often the one essential condition for talking to people about God. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. We continue praying now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Shall name the child John, and many will rejoice at his birth. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary, to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hand. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed, I remember you. On you, I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings, I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You shall name the child John, and many will rejoice at his birth.
In the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before the Lord to prepare a people worthy of him.
In the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before the Lord to prepare a people worthy of him.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
In the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before the Lord to prepare a people worthy of him.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor calls for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way.
A reading from the prophet Malachi. Lo, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the day of the Lord comes, the great and terrible day, to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with doom. He will be great in the eyes of the Lord, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
He will be great in the eyes of the Lord, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
He will go before the Lord to prepare a people worthy of him.
And he will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
He will be great in the eyes of the Lord, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
The mouth of Zechariah was opened, and he spoke this prophecy. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The mouth of Zechariah was opened, and he spoke this prophecy. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. In faith, let us call upon Christ, who sent John to prepare for his coming.
Dawn from on high, break upon us.
Your coming caused John the Baptist to leap for joy in his mother's womb.
Help us to rejoice at your coming among us.
Dawn from on high, break upon us.
Through the life and preaching of the Baptist, you showed us the way to repentance.
Turn our hearts to follow the commandments of your kingdom.
Dawn from on high, break upon us.
You willed that your coming among men should be announced by John the Baptist.
Send new heralds to proclaim you throughout the world.
Dawn from on high, break upon us.
You wish to be baptized by John in the Jordan, to fulfill all that the Father required.
Help us to do the Father's will.
Dawn from on high, break upon us.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that your family may walk in the way of salvation, and attentive to what St. John the Precursor urged, may come safely to the one he foretold, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.